It obviously we it's a great win to persevere and get through as many negative plays as I've ever seen in my life on a football field. When I said to Zim at one point, when it rains, it pours. You know, we can't, you know, we got to learn. We keep growing, but we got to learn. We got to take care of the football, guys. And you know, we've got our good players, and you know, we just got to keep after it and be diligent with the football. I thought obviously the effort for defense today was outstanding, and that was a great job. And you know, I believe they had one touchdown score, if I'm not right, really, where they drove the ball. So you know, that's really good. I thought defensively the third down was excellent. Not as good on offense as we've been this season. And that was probably the key to the football game. Had we held onto the ball and did a little better on third down offensively, we got off to a great start. We had a good plan. We were doing the things we needed to do. And then we kind of derailed ourselves with the fumbles. And then, we stopped them at the interception, but then we get the fumble and so forth. So we just got to keep it up and go back to work and work harder. You know, that's one thing about this group. They're going to work, and they're going to stay after it, you know, regardless of things. So, you know, we're learning some valuable lessons, and we survived one today that you don't survive very often. Pardon me? I didn't hear your first part of your question.
That's the biggest play in the game.
Yeah, that was a big play. You know, that was a big play to, you know, be able to get it to fourth and one, and then, you know, creating the fumble. And I think we had a chance to have him stop there as well. So, you know, it's good alert play by Terrence in returning it. So I guess we all ended up even in the return game today with that.
Are we pretty sure we threw that thing?
Yeah, they said that we were good. And then when I saw it on the screen, I sure felt better about it, because I don't see it until it's too late. So
did you see it before?
No.
When I saw it on the screen.
Once I saw it on the screen, then in fact, I thought they gave him a little further than he got. I thought when his knee touched, the ball was right over the line.
Just assess the significance of this game, Marvin, given the opponent and the way that you...
Well, you guys, you know, we're a good football team. We got to prove it, and we'll keep proving it. And they're a good team. And if we want to be a good team, we're going to beat good teams. And then you end up being a great team. So... you know, you guys make too much of others. We got good players here too, and if we can just keep improving in areas that in the critical areas and critical points of the game, we'll be all right. But we got good players here too, and they showed up today.
Coach, they always say you can't give a guy like Rodgers extra possessions. You guys gave him plenty of extra. So, how did you keep these guys mentally?
Well, I thought off the, you know, that's what I we kept. You know, Zim did a good job, but just keep talking to the guys to just keep hanging. I mean, we built the 14-point lead with the turnover on the kickoff after we drove right down the field in almost a 6-minute drive, and then got the turnover and scored, and then we stop them, then we get the interception, and we got to go in and we stop them, and you know, but the guys just kept hanging and good, and you know, when we got a little depleted there at the end, but we were able to hang in there, The players played, and you get to the fourth down, in the fourth quarter, we got to win. You know, that's where we lost the football game in Chicago. Today, we're able to win it.
That was quite an effort in that last series. You had Leon in there, and guys scrambling all over.
Well, we didn't have guys scrambling all over. We had one for one, and we were good.
You know? I just said your guys were doing stuff. Doing more than they.
No, we had one for one, just like we practice, and. And the guy that, you know, backs up Leon was playing, and we're good. So.
How is Leon?
He's got a hamstring pull, so we'll see.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, obviously the big plays coming out there and set field position and, you know, good runs. And, you know, he keeps doing what we expect him to do.
Your two defensive ends came up big today, Johnson and Dunlap.
That was a good game. We needed them to. I mean, we needed to win the game up front, and we controlled the football when we could offensively, when we maintained it with our big guys up front on both sides of the football, and that was good.
What'd you tell them at halftime?
Win the second half. Some prolific, whatever that word is. About the thing I say every week.
I mean, I know you talk about how you have good players here, but mentally this has to be a huge win.
It's no easier than next week. Right, they get all they do is they lead you into next week, You know, that's what the NFL is. It leads you into the next game, the next week of preparation, and the next game, because this is all for naught if we don't take care of business the next week and the next week and next week. So that's the way it is.
But another milestone pass it, you were down 16 midway through the third quarter, and your guys battled back.
Well, we were up by 14, too. And so, you know, I mean, so there was a lot of milestones today. Well, just take care of the ball. I mean, Andy threw the ball well today. When he had opportunity, we get sacked the one time. He escapes the one, and he gets, you know, stripped on the run. You know, we have, you know, from I believe Jermaine fumbled, Benny fumbles. We throw the interception, you know, over trying to get the ball to AJ. And we just got to keep doing things right, you know. Just give them, I think, some of the most beautiful things in the second half were allowing our quarterback just to let the thing happen and throw the ball to the open guys. He did Marvin Jones for the touchdown, gets the ball to Gio and some of these things. And those are the things you got to do. You got to take what the defense gives. We can't force the ball into AJ. And we got other good players that got to make. Mo has a great, you know, catching runs out there today, and we just got to keep that up.
How important was it that you were able to get really nice pressure on Rodgers just with four guys?
Well, it's important, and we mixed it. We had both. You know, I mean, we had a lot of pressures too. So, you know, you have to mix it up. You just can't say we're going to come in here and sit back and rush four against him all day, because sometimes we rush four and he had it seemed like all day, like the first play of the second half, you know, where he gets the ball down the middle of the field. So that's kind of the thing too. You got to keep him off rhythm and work from there. I think, and that's important to do against a good quarterback.
Second half, they have their third string running back because it starts without. He does well, Franklin. Is that a product of, you know, we've never seen this guy before?
No, this guy was a high draft pick, man. I don't know if you call him a third-string halfback. I think he's a good player. He's a young guy. You know, it's a guy they drafted to be a guy for him. So he's a good player. Yeah, I mean, we had some that didn't go our way today. So, you know, if we got to do some correcting and make sure that we're not wrong in those things. You know, I think that's important to do. Well, we got to look at it and see. You just got to tell him, you know, you can't. If he felt like he hit him with his shoulder or head in that area, is what Cleet told me. And you know, I don't know. It's hard to tell from the replay. You know, the other ones are bang bang plays. That's going to happen. We got to overcome.
I believe it was the second last possession. You're backed up at your own.
We went 95 yards. Yeah, we'll go 95 yards, and well, they, you know, they're rolling and doubling over there to 18. So you know, you pick your poison, and that was a nice job again by the quarterback of going where the weakness of somewhat the defense is, where we've got the one-on-one matchup win.
Changed the whole complexion of that possession.
Yeah.
With the perfect call in the first half, and also that roughing, is that something you send to the league going? Was it good or?
Well, we'll see it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. They'll tell us what they think, you know what I mean? And they're going to, you know, the league's going to support the call they make, and we have to be corrective with it.
Thank you.